So the development about 10 years ago of cDNA microarrays, which provide the ability to look simultaneously at the levels in a given brain region of messenger RNAs or the immediate products of genes, has made it possible to virtually examine at one time all of the products of the entire genetic code to ask which ones of these are disturbed in schizophrenia. A major advantage of this approach is that it made it possible to do what some have called discovery science, or others, such as ourselves, has referred to as ignorance-based research, meaning we really don't know what the underlying problem is, so we want to apply a very powerful tool that enables us to look at multiple things simultaneously, to look for leads as what is disturbed. And so for our group, one of the findings that came out of an initial microarray study was an observation of an alteration in a particular gene called RGS4, or regulator of G protein signaling 4, that had previously not been considered at all in schizophrenia, and which has now been found to not only be disturbed at the level of the gene product, but perhaps also to be disturbed at the level of the gene itself. And while the data are still not conclusive, there's at least a suggestion that RGS4 may be a risk gene for schizophrenia.